This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and his National Security Advisor John Bolton are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. VOA White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
In a tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day here had told reporters there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a United Nations resolution. Bolton's remark was the first by a U.S. official describing the North Korean launches as such a violation. Trump, however, says while some of his people are disturbed that Pyongyang fired off some small weapons, he is not. The U.S. president is in Japan for a four-day state visit filled with ceremonial events. Although he'll discuss trade with Prime Minister Abe, no significant breakthrough towards reaching a new economic agreement is expected. Steve Herman, VOA News, traveling with the president in Tokyo.
South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, was sworn in Saturday, promising to create jobs and tackle deep-rooted corruption. The trade unionist-turned-businessman took the presidential oath before tens of thousands in a rugby stadium in the capital. He told the crowd change will be difficult, but it is worth it.
The road ahead will be difficult and hard. We will have to use our courage, our wisdom, and perseverance to achieve this South Africa of our dreams.
Ramaphosa's African National Congress Party, or ANC, clenched a 57.5 majority at the elections earlier this month. However, the ANC's majority was down from 62% in 2014 as voters seemingly turned against the ruling party to revelations about government corruption and record unemployment. A United Nations tribunal has ordered Russia to immediately release three Ukrainian naval ships. This is VOA News. In a rare visit to Tibet, U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, urged Beijing to engage in substantive dialogue with exiled Tibetan Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama. Ambassador Branstad also expressed concerns regarding the Chinese government's interference in Tibetan Buddhists' freedom to organize and practice their religion. The U.S. envoy also raised long-standing worries about the lack of consistent access to the Tibetan Autonomous Region, or TAR. China restricts access to Tibet by foreigners, especially journalists and diplomats. Pope Francis says that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or likely to die. He urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. Is it licit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked. Is it licit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Francis denounced decisions to abort based on prenatal testing, saying a human being is never incompatible with life. Even those babies destined to die at birth or soon thereafter deserve to receive medical care in the womb, Francis said, adding that the parents need to be supported so they don't feel isolated and afraid. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This year's West Point commencement was the most diverse in the Academy's history, with a total of 110 African Americans, 34 of them women, as well as 233 women in total. They made up the class of more than 980 cadets. They will be conditioned as second lieutenants in the U.S. Army. Addressing the class was U.S. Vice President Mike Pence.
The work you do has never been more important. America will always seek peace, but peace comes through strength, and you are now that strength.
Saturday's commencement speech was Pence's second at the Academy in West Point, New York. Sunday marks the last time the Rolling Thunder motorcycles will participate in the annual Memorial Day observance on the National Mall. For many people, the group's decades-long presence with the loud hum of their motorcycle engines has become synonymous with Memorial Day activities in Washington, D.C. Rolling Thunder's Ride for Freedom was designed to raise awareness of the service that people have given and their lives that they have given or are missing in action during U.S. military combat. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.